Alright, let's again. First of all, Yashikach, welcome to everyone to our inaugural night seder. Baruch Hashem, incredibly beautiful and wonderful. Okay, so this, to those of you who are new, I would say we've been doing this Shulchan Aruch Habura for a while, but that would be untrue. We've had it scheduled for a while, but the truth is most of the week it's been just recorded and posted, but now hopefully we'll get into a greater regilus. So we start just the seder of what we're doing is we start from the beginning of Aruch Chaim, Simen Aleph, and we're just working our way through. We're going to primarily work off the Shulchan Aruch as opposed to the Mishneh Berurah, just for one simple reason. Mishneh Berurah is incredible and certainly gives you like an in-depth encyclopedic view of the halachas. We're focusing much more on Mechaber, Ramah, basic Psak Halacha, without the whole variety of different opinions, just for the sake of simplicity. Trying to cover it in Mirat Hashem, one Amud of Shulchan Aruch a week. So with that, hopefully there are sheets around. We're going to begin Simen Vav. And it was actually quite a beautiful simen, because as you could see over here, the title of the simen is Din Birchas Asher Yatzar Ve'Elokai Neshama Uperusham. This is actually quite beautifully amazing, which is that the Shulchan Aruch over here is going to go through not only the halachas of some of these brachas, but an actual definition of, definition is the wrong word, explanation of these brachas. So let's take a look. So the Shulchan Aruch begins over here with just almost like an in-depth analysis of the bracha of Asher Yatzar. Sif Aleph. Kish yetzi mibeis hakisei. When a person comes out of the bathroom, yivarech Asher Yatzar es ha'adam b'chachma. Person makes a bracha. So remember again, what the Shulchan Aruch does is essentially breaks up the bracha into sections, and goes in and explains each of these sections. So a person should come out of the bathroom and say, Asher Yatzar Es Ha'adam B'Chachma. So the first thing the Shulchan Aruch says, okay, so what's the pshat? I understand the Asher Yatzar Es Ha'adam. What do you mean Asher Yatzar Es Ha'adam B'Chachma? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you created man with wisdom. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is with wisdom. Obviously, again, the point of this bracha is to convey to us something. What's the lashon of Chachma? So he writes like this. Shebriyas Adam hi b'chachma nifla. The creation of man was done with incredible, incredible wisdom. Incredible wisdom. V'yesh b'farshim. So we'll say, so again, we're going to see exactly what that means. What's obviously, you know, anyone who knows anything, even just like the smallest amount of science, recognizes the amount of processes that have to unfold inside of the body for a person to just function normally. We often only know that when something goes wrong. So I understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the creation of man, is b'chachma. That I understand. But what does it mean? He says, V'yesh mefarshim, this is incredible, Al shem shehaguf doma l'nod male ruach. So this is amazing. He says, the body, what's a node? We'll say, what's a node? A node is literally a wineskin. The body is like a wineskin that is filled with ruach, that is filled with, ruach literally means air, okay? V'hu mole nekovim kidel kaman b'samuch. Now what's the amazing part? So we're going to see, the Shulchan Aruch is intrigued by this idea that in anything else in this world, if you want to keep air in something, the one thing you need in order to keep air inside is you can't have what? Openings, right? You can't have openings or holes. Yet, again, the human body is filled with openings and holes. So, and amazingly enough, again, the air, so to speak, from the inside, which again, what the Shulchan Aruch is referring to, the oxygen inside of the body, that's necessary to oxygenate the blood, that's necessary to, you know, to go through the lungs, that it just doesn't pour out of the body through the openings of the body. So how could that be? Anything else in life, you put air in it, if you poke holes, the air is going to come out. Yet man, plenty of holes, but at the end of the day, the air stays in. V'yesh mefarshim, others say, did a little bit differently, v'chachma, shehiskin mizonosov sha'adam arishon v'achar kach bro. So this is actually very interesting. Others say, what does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went ahead and created man with chachma? That ultimately, first HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man's food, created the mizonos of man, and then only afterwards did he go ahead and create man. So almost, you know, Rashi HaKadosh says that this is the lashon. Look, you're coming. Right up. What happens if you come late? That's it, bring you right up front. Right? So what happens? So Rashi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went ahead and almost created, he made Adam like Yeshulchan Orech. He gave Adam like a set table. So we'll say this is actually very interesting as well. So the chachma of the creation of man is that what? Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't create man and then what? Then create food. He created food and then he created man. So we'll say about that. Just tell you as an aside. Why is this important? Why is this important? I'm sorry? So their food before the machla, good. And also something incredibly different. You know, there's an interesting discussion in Maseches Kiddushin. And the Gemara advances an incredibly dramatic idea out of the box that a person should have a parnasa before they get married. I know, craziness, right? Whoever heard of such a thing like this? Person have a parnasa before they get married, right? So I say, so again, it happens if there's a machlokes. There are two competing, essentially two competing motifs. Is it good that a person gets married young? You know, and again, they'll figure out the parnasa afterwards, or is it good for, you know, as the Gemara says, Chazal say, build, you know, get yourself a parnasa, build a house, get a wife. So two really competing systems. I don't know if it's values, but two competing systems. So it's interesting that according to the opinion that says that a person should have parnasa before he gets married, so where does that concept come from? Apparently from the Ribono Shel Olam. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu first creates the parnasa for Adam, he creates the food before he creates Adam Rishon. Interesting. Ubaravon mekavim, chalulim chalulim. So we'll say going forward through the bracha, and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu again created mekavim, chalulim chalulim. So we'll say chalul, mekavim means openings or orifices, chalulim means hollow parts. There are parts of the body that are hollow, that are by necessity hollow. What does this mean? Perish nekavim rabim kigon peh vechotim upitavas. So, interestingly enough, the Shulchan Aruch uses the words of nekavim, nekavim, chalulim, chalulim. Oh, well, we'll see. So, what does nekavim mean? We'll get to chalulim in just a moment. What does nekavim mean? Openings: the mouth, the nose, the rectal opening, the gambarabo ivarim rabim chalulim. And there are, it's actually very interesting. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with many different organs that are hollow. What does that mean? Kimo, lev, v'keres, ume'ayim. Like the heart, the stomach, and the intestines. What does it mean by hollowness over here? What it means is it allows for stuff to happen internally inside of these organs. So ubaravo, nekavim, nekavim. Those refer to the orifices. Chalulim, chalulim. The organs that need to be hollow, so to speak, to allow for processes to occur internally, are hollow and allow for that. He goes on. So what do we say next? That if something that's open becomes closed, right? If something that is, if an orifice that's supposed to be open is closed up, kilomar shebenekavim yesh nekevachot. So for example, in the openings of the mouth, there's one particular opening, i.e., openings of the body. There's one opening, that's the mouth. Ukish is amazing. Kishub imo husasu. But isn't this incredible? The mouth, when the child is in utero, so the mouth is closed. Right? So you know that what happens, chas v'shalom, if the mouth of the baby opens, the baby swallows amniotic fluid. The baby swallows amniotic fluid, too much amniotic fluid. It could be disastrous. So it's amazing. So the mouth, so to speak, is closed. It's closed in utero. And yet that same mouth which was closed in utero when the baby comes out is opened up. But if that same mouth were to remain closed when it comes out of the womb into the world, you created certain things that are closed, certain things that are open. If that which is open is closed up, chas v'shalom, person cannot survive for a moment. Similarly, again, the organs, the parts of the body which are quote unquote hollow, which have a cavity, if something that is supposed to be closed, chas v'shalom, opens up, lo haya efshar this kind of fidushah. So isn't it incredible? Pretty much, if you want to explain the entire anatomy of a person in one simple line, it's that's what? There's stuff that's supposed to be closed that should remain closed. There's stuff that's supposed to be open that should remain open. If closed stuff opens up, if open stuff closes up, we've got tsaris. That's the bottom line. Vogesh leparish. So the Shulchan Aruch goes on. There's another interpretation. She's actually incredible. Shegvu yesh la'adam. There is a gvul. There's a certain amount. Gvul literally means a boundary. But there's a, let me read the rest of the sentence. Shigvul yesh la'adam. Sheyecholin nekavam nisasim v'lo yomus. a person, there could be orifices of the body that are closed for a while, and a person won't die. A person can't relieve themselves. So again, the body could go on for a little while like that, and a person won't die. However, v'cheivan she'avar osa ha'gvul, but once again you pass the certain point, i'efshar l'hiskayim afidu sha'achos, you would not be able to survive even one moment. V'cheivan she'bichlal ha'nekavim him pia tabas u'pia amo, u'bichlal ha'ibarim ha'chalulim, and I will say included in these openings again is the rectal opening, the opening by the makom hamila, or bechlal ha'ivar machalulim, and these are included in the parts of the body which have a hollow cavity. Shim paseach echamem iefshar liskayim heim keres umeayim. And I will say, for example, what are examples of organs, parts of the body that have cavities, right, that have a hollowness, and if they're opened up, a person won't be able to live? The stomach, the intestines. So shapir havi shevach zeh me'in asiyat shach. So we'll say, so now I begin to understand something. Why is the bracha of let me ask you this, based on this. If I were to ask you, when should you say Asher Yatzar? Based on everything we learned until now, when would you say Asher Yatzar? What would you think? When you wake up, right? Again, it makes sense that this is like part of Berachot Shachar. Remember again, going back to our Netilas Yadayim discussions. You know, in the morning, a person is a Bria Chadosh. That's one of the reasons we wash our hands in the morning. I'm a brand new creation. The Bracha of Asher Yatzar speaks about the enormity of the physiological creation of man. So I wouldn't associate this with any other act other than waking up in the morning. I get out of bed, another day of my body working with Casey Asher Yatzar. Yet we know that's not how it is. Well, the Bracha of Asher Yatzar is associated with relieving oneself. So where does that connection come? So here the Shulchan Aruch says it's because, again, of this line, Ha'ibar she'imi pasech echad me'em i'ef sharlis kayem heim keres ume'ayim heve shavach zeh me'iyen asiyas tzrach. So we'll say, since a major part of the bracha is if that which were open were closed up, so a person wouldn't be able to survive, where does that concept manifest itself most directly? In an ability, or chas v'shalom, an inability to relieve one's self. See, though, this bracha doesn't really have to only solely be associated, ultimately, again, with relieving oneself, but almost like the most dramatic manifestation of the truthfulness of this bracha is when a person takes care of their bodily needs. And that's why, again, even though one could have made the argument that this bracha should just be recited upon awaking in the morning, independent of relieving oneself, not relieving oneself, because again, the manifestation of imi paseh echamem oisa semechamem if shalis kayem v'lamod lefanach afilu sha'achos, most manifest when a person relieves themselves. That's why the bracha is here. Ve'efsharot shemeachar shem yotzi v'nekavav biyoser ad shem avar agvul yomus bechlau shemi paseh echamem. Good. V'havi shemi paseh echamem nami me'in asiyas trach of mamish. So again, it's not just if an orifice that is open closes up, but seeing as something that is closed up opens up in the wrong way, ultimately, again, this could all lead chasom to the demise of the person. End of the bracha. Rofei kol basar. Right? Rofei chole kol basar. So what's actually interesting, there are different girsos of the bracha of Asher Yatzar. So if you notice over here, the lashon of the mechaber is Rofei chole kol basar, which literally means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu heals the maladies of all flesh. If you look at the Magen Avram for just a moment on the left hand side, where it says Gimel Chole Ubach B'Shem Ramomi Pano Shula Umate Efraim Kasu Shein Lomar Chole Rak Rofei Kol Basar. So it says interesting. So the girsa that we have today in Asher Yatzar is Rofei Kol Basar Mafi Lassos, naturally Rofei Chole Kol Basar. Although there are other girsas also. So okay, fine. So interestingly enough, why do we end off Rofei Kol Basar? What's the refuah? Again, now that we're linking this bracha to relieving oneself, what's the refuah ultimately involved over here? So the refuah ultimately is, and this is what if you think about this nes, when we eat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows the body to take what it needs of the nutrients, and what? It excretes the rest. That's Rofei Kol Basar Umafli La'asos. How incredible is it that you ingest something, the body takes what it needs and rejects that which it does, which it doesn't. Umafli lasos, and I will say, what does this mean again? Does wondrous things. Mipnesha adam dome lenud mali ruach. So this is what we said before. What's the great pella? Remember, mafli lasos means God does amazing things. What's the incredible thing that God does? Mipnesha adam dome lenud mali ruach. Man is like, it's going to sound bad, a windbag. Right, but I don't mean that in a bad way. Right, meaning a person. Again, I'm also it's the. I have a body. There's a hollow cavity inside. The air remains in there, despite all the openings and the orifices. The air remains inside. That's the mafli lasos. V'miyasa adam benov mekev kichud shamachat haruach yotzev adam alin kaven berucham b'shtameres besocha hare ze pella. So we'll say again, like we said before, like we started this sif. You fill up a wineskin with air, and you poke a little hole in the wineskin, what happens? The air dissipates out, and yet man has all of these openings, and yet what? The air remains inside. That's the mafli lasos. I'm going to tell you an incredible part on that in just a moment. Hare zepela, v'ogish lefaresh, ashim sheborer, borer tova ma'achal v'doch ha'psos. I'll just say again, the mafli lasos, what's the wondrous act that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does? It goes back to digestion. The body takes what it needs, and it excretes what it does not. Says the Rama, Hago, the Od Yesh Lefari Shemafli Lasos, B'Mashe Shomer Ruach Ha'odim B'Kirmo, B'Kosher Dover Ruchni, B'Dover Gashmi. It's amazing. The Rama says, no, what's the Mafli Lasos? What's the wondrous thing, Rabo? What's the wondrous thing? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu connects something spiritual and something physical. There's a body, which is physical, and there's a soul tethered to this body, which is spiritual. That's mafli lasos. Man, we could create spiritual things, we could create physical things. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could tether to the two together. That's the mafli lasos. Hu ha'edi sh'rofe kobasar, ki haza adam bekav abrios v'nishmasom mishtameres. Good. So I'll tell you, I'll just conclude with one last piece. So if you notice again, the Shulchan Aruch keeps focusing on this idea, ultimately again, of like, there's air in the body, and yet, again, despite all the orifices, the air does not come out. So there's a beautiful insight of Rabbi Yitzchak Berditchev. Just to end off a little bit of a Dvar Chassidus. So the Rebbe says on the Pasuk in Tehillim, the Pasuk says, Kol HaNeshama Tehallel Ka. Right? Every Neshama should give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Rebbe quotes the Zohar that says, Bechol Neshima U'Neshima Tehallel Ka. With every breath, you have to praise God. Said Zebra, what does it mean with every breath you have to praise God? Listen to this. So the Rebbe says, every single time I exhale, my neshama yearns to leap out of my body. The neshama doesn't want to be here. The neshama wants to go out to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Every time I exhale, the neshama wants to just leap out. And what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He orders the neshama to stay in place. That's Bechol Neshima U'Neshima Tehalalka. Just know every time you exhale, your neshama wants out. Kadosh Baruch Hu keeps it in. It's also another taich in Mafli Lasos. Remember again, the Shulchan Aruch keeps saying, what's the Pella? The Pella is that the air stays in despite all of the openings. Maybe according to Rabbi Yitzchak, and along the same lines, what's the Mafli Lasos? That the neshama, which is the Ruach, that's the real Ruach Elohim, wants to jump out every single time I exhale, and yet what? Kadosh Baruch Hu orders it to stay in place. All right, the bus will stop over for tonight. Shkoyach.